Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of So Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm your co-host, Jeannie Rice. Today is Wednesday, April the 3rd. We welcome you to the show. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue to talk to us. We would love to hear your comments and your questions. And we haven't fixed our intro-outro yet. It still says whyagain.com. That site is still up, but we're not updating it, so go to whyagain.org. And we want to now welcome Michael to the show.
And, of course, our whyagain.com site is still there, but we're not doing anything with it in terms of updates. But if you happen to go to it, there's a big green arrow that you just click, and it'll take you to the whyagain.org. And, you know, I acknowledge Jeannie for all the tons of work done to put together a website that's well over 5,000 pages. And I say a thanks to Susan and to her dear husband and to dear husband's sister. So Daniel and Marie-Jose, we appreciate your part in helping us to update and upgrade our system to some of the new technology, which we're still working to figure out, and it's sometimes a bit of a challenge. We would love for a volunteer who's really computer savvy about all the different types of media that we could be using to help us to take this message to every mind, heart, and being on the planet, saying, hey, I want to come and do a couple of years at Heartland and really help to bring this whole thing up to speed. That would be really cool for somebody to show up. And of course, if you want us to come to your city, we're free. We pay our own expenses, and we'll bring the work to your city. All we need is an invitation. And we try to open one new country every year. We're going to be going to Sweden in the fall. It'll actually be the second time we've been to Sweden. And then we're going to Portugal to take the work there. And so that's part of the process of taking the work around the globe. And as I say, when we travel like that, our workshops are free, and we pay our own expenses. So. And if anyone would like us to come visit your city, keep an eye on the schedule. We may be in your direction. We'll actually be leaving here and making a visit to St. Louis. We'll be at a place called the Soul Esteem Center on the 14th of April. And then on toward the 20th. We're actually looking at, we might do something up in Wisconsin before we show up in Woodstock. So we're going to do a week in Woodstock. And then we'll be in Lansing, Michigan. So keep an eye on the schedule. And, of course, then we head to Heartland, and Heartland will start a 55-day intensive, and before that we'll have a 10-day Food Fund Forgiveness and Work Project happening. So if you're ready to take your work to the next level, we're just in day six of a 9-day codependence to interdependence intensive. And just the energy sparking and moving is... I'm kind of speechless. It's beyond rational explanation, but the genius of each person, how they take these tools and put them to work in their lives, are just always awe-inspiring for me. And of course, the main tool that we're talking about, there's a whole set of corollary tools that go with it, but the main one is the ancient Aramaic idea of forgiveness. And where our culture teaches us a Greek idea that's completely, totally backward and designed to keep people in pain and trauma, it's called, you did something really terrible that caused all this pain inside of me, but it's okay, I'll forgive you. Which, of course, does nothing to address or delete the pain that's happening inside of me. As it was taught 2,000 years ago in the ancient Aramaic, forgiveness had nothing to do with letting somebody else off the hook for what's happening inside of you. Stop forgiving people. Stop forgiving yourself, because you can't. That's not forgiveness. It's a misnomer. If you let yourself or somebody else off the hook for the terrible thing you've done or they've done, then you're pardoning them. Call it what it is accurately. I'm pardoning you. And then you go inside yourself. You take the actual tool of forgiveness and you access the dissociated part of your mind where your pain is hidden. And then you begin to remove it. That's real forgiveness. And that's what we're here to support on planet Earth, being restored to every mind, heart, and being on the planet, so that we can be finished with the insanity of what the rage-filled, grief-filled, unresolvable insanity in each mind is. We're here to shift that and to offer the tools to everyone to bring forward a whole different game. And the different game is the game of human life. Oh, well, there are 7.5 billion humans on the planet. What are you talking about, Michael? Excuse me. Hold the newborn child. Now you know exactly what human life is. Are there 7.5 billion of those on the planet? Not in my awareness. I don't think so. Rare is it to actually come across a true human life, this awesome physiological presence of love that we're designed to be. And what we're looking to do is to share the tools with people to remove what is non-human, to remove the hostility, the fear, the grief, the rage, the pain, the trauma, and to change the conversation into a responsible conversation. In our codependence workshop today, we just finished a session, almost ran overtime, and Jeannie said, oh, it's 10 minutes to showtime. We just finished working with the responsibility communication tools, where instead of describing the pictures in my mind as though they're about you and belong to you, I recognize that the pictures in my mind come from the contents of my mind. And that if the pictures my mind is showing me are accompanied by pain, then I'm in projection. And to be in projection, you've got to live in denial. And our functional definition of denial is, I talk about you when I'm in pain or turmoil. Now I'm in denial. And when I step into denial, I have to hide the part of my mind from me with which I create my pain. So I dissociate from that part of my mind. It's a slightly different thing from the word that the culture uses in psychology of disassociation. So when somebody cuts off from their own personality, from their own lives, they're in disassociation, you know. Somebody puts cigarettes out on them and they don't feel it because they're disassociated. We're not talking about disassociation. We're talking about the act of hiding something. I create a particular energy in my field and experience the effects of that, and I don't want to own it, so I language that you caused it. And by doing that process of denial, I dissociate from that part of my mind. And the interesting thing about the dissociated mind is it is absolutely impervious to change. The dissociated mind cannot ever be changed. The dissociated mind is impervious to critical thinking, new choices, wishing, hoping, praying, and planning. Dissociated mind is not going to change in the presence of any of that. There was one genius mind on the planet 2,000 years ago who understood and taught us exactly how to collapse projection, crack open the dissociated mind, and give us direct access to that information again, which is the only time you can change it. His name was Yeshua. He taught a process called forgiveness. He said, you must forgive from your heart the wrongs of your brother. That was not a bleeding heart statement. That statement, you must forgive from your heart the wrongs of your brother, the long form of that would be, because of your denial and your conversation about your brother, you hallucinate images of your brother with your problem attached, and you believe that he's the one with the problem. So you must forgive, remove from your heart, which would be the dissociated mind, that which you're projecting into your brain's image of your brother. When you do that, you will be free of the pain and the trauma. It amazes me how people who really, preachers who, this is their field, and they talk about how did you feel when that happened? What was it like when they hurt you like that? And that's all dissociation. That's all denial language. If someone says something that brings hurt up in me, and I say, you hurt me, I'm dissociated from the part of my mind with which I create my hurt, and now I'm vulnerable to anybody who can do that behavior. But once I crack that projection that you caused it in me, then instead of saying things like, you really hurt me, I'm actually going to thank you when you resonate or bring up my hurt. Because I'll be able to say, you know, what you just said just showed me a part of my mind that I didn't even know was there, a part of my mind that holds tremendous hurt. And I thank you for showing me that part because I realize I need to heal it. So that's what we're here to do. We're delighted to be on the team, and we're delighted to have you with us. We just greatly appreciate this opportunity to spend time with you every day, and we appreciate the opportunity that we have to be of support to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. And you can go to our website and you can download our book in, I don't know what all the languages are, German, Russian, Spanish, Farsi, English, of course. The book's free. Now, if you want to order a copy and buy it, that's part of how we support our work. So, buy products from the website. That helps to fund everything that we do. And basically what we do is any funding that comes is used to do the next project, to take it to the next group of people. And so we invite you in to support us in that. And Jeannie, is Dr. Tim with us? Is David with us today?
No, David just came in. He's actually, I think, in kitchen helping Lenore. And Dr. Tim was on, but he hung up. But I know he's saving his voice because he's had another bout of that laryngitis or whatever. So, but we do have three callers.
Okay, well, let's just join for a moment in holding the space for Dr. Tim, that this layer of energy that's blocking up his voice is probably the strengthening of his vocal cords and the empowering of his lungs. And because I know he's doing his work on an ongoing basis, and when you hit need to detox something because you've removed some content, that's the sort of thing that happens. So I congratulate you and acknowledge you, Dr. Tim. You are such an important part of our support system that you are deeply, deeply, and greatly appreciated. And so let's listen to the first of our callers, sweetie.
All right, it's area code 772. You're on the air.
772. Give us a name. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sebastian, Florida.
Oh, welcome. Welcome. Who are we talking to?
My name is Justin, and I just wanted to share that I've finally committed myself to doing the worksheets. And, Mitzi and Rex had introduced me to your book several years ago. And unfortunately,
right,
it just sat on the shelf for several years. And I've actually read the book and committed to doing the worksheets. And it's just creating a phenomenal shift in my being. And this day, I can say that I really, truly love who I am. And I just think that's awesome.
Well, that's fabulous. I'm delighted that it came to the point where you were ready. Sometimes I've had people who had the book. I actually had one woman who called me back a few years ago, and she had been to one of my workshops 10 years earlier, bought a whole set of my, back then it was cassette VHS cassette tapes, and the book. And she was going through a tough time with a relationship situation. And she called me very excited, and she had reached over to pick something up, and my book fell off the shelf and hit her in the head. And so she sat down on the spot and read it and started doing worksheets, and where she had come 10 years earlier and, you know, loved it and was committed to doing it, never really did anything with it. And all of a sudden, I need to be at one of your intensives yesterday. Are you starting one today? I've got to get there. So when you're ready, it's pretty awesome how it opens things up, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, when I first sat down and started doing the worksheets, I was just kind of, you know, hurrying along through the process. But what I realized is when I really took my time to process the feelings and allow myself to feel what I was doing the worksheet on, that it actually started bringing up the other layers, as you talked about. So it's really helped me to get farther in to my work and to see myself more consciously. And, you know, I've been holding a space for your caller yesterday, Sunny, who seemed to be struggling. And I just hope that she's able to hold on for herself and to really be able to focus on looking at her work.
Well, you know, I know that Sunny has been through some pretty tough experiences in her life, and I really acknowledge her and congratulate her for sticking with it. And, you know, she's been calling me the show regularly for a long time, and she's breaking through those things, and it's pretty awesome. And one of the things I so appreciate about getting to do this show is that every day we've got a community of people from all over the globe that are there holding the space for each other. And, you know, in terms of physics, what the physicists are finding out is that every molecule in the universe is literally in communication with every other molecule in the universe. And each one of us, wherever we are, that holds a space for another one in the process, literally impacts and eases their path as they impact and ease ours. I love the African proverb. If you've been on the show, you've probably heard me say it. The proverb that says, if you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And here we are going together, and it's I am so appreciative of the fact that we have this technology now. For years, you know, I've traveled the country and the globe, and, you know, if we left the city and the support group didn't start, for most people it just kind of fell apart. And now, you know, because of technology, we can have people in the far reaches of the most remote country in the world. If they've got an internet connection, they can have a conversation with us and connect with this community. So it's really just so cool and such a blessing.
It really is a blessing. And, you know, I'm really committed to just extending this work throughout the rest of my life. I've been reading the commitment statements to myself and to my partner as well, my wife. And, you know, we recently had a separation, and, you know, we're at least communicating, and she's seeing the changes in me, and it's just really phenomenal. So I'm wanting to share with as many people as I can and just extend to the universe that I'm committed to doing this work and helping to bring it to other people.
Cool. Well, and I don't know if you've touched into the DVD of Healing Through Relationships, but it's a workshop that was initially called Healing Your Relationships, and then I had the insight that there's no such thing as a diseased relationship. Every relationship is an absolutely perfect creation, and it's through our relationships that we get to heal. And when we come together with somebody, we have this clean, clear space in our mind for them, and then we clutter it all up with all our garbage and think that our garbage is about them, and it is through those interactions that we get to heal. And it's pretty cool when you understand that one.
That is awesome, because, you know, I had gotten a message from Mitzi yesterday, and she's actually sending a DVD on that workshop, and my wife is actually open to sitting down with me and watching the DVD. So I think this is all very phenomenal, and I won't keep you long. I wanted to share that. And thank you so much for the tools that you've offered.
cool. Well, we're delighted, and thanks for being on the team, and just keep passing it along. That's what it takes to get to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. And if there's ever at any point in the process that that we can support you with questions and refinements on the tools, that's, of course, the idea of the show. And or, you know, if at some point there's a point in the process that there's a difficulty with your spouse and yourself, you know, we're happy to, on the show, create support and have a conversation that supports both of you in that communication. So any way we can, that's our delight.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you again, and blessings to everyone.
All right, blessings. Take care. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Jeannie?
Well, Dr. Tim's back on, and he has his hand up, so I assume that means he wants to speak.
Cool. Well, let's say hello to Dr. Tim. How do you be, sir? How's your throat?
Well, I'm all right. How's the voice sounding?
It sounds better than it did yesterday.
Good.
Still rough, but better than yesterday.
Yeah, we had our group last night, and I thought I would share, because I did a worksheet. There was an incident earlier in the day in which I got triggered, so I did a worksheet, and because of what came up from the worksheet, I thought it'd be appropriate to share. Yesterday, Sonny was talking about different tools, which tool would be best for this, and so earlier in the day, I'd gotten triggered to some confusion and frustration or irritation. So when I did the worksheet in the group, and I canceled my goal for another person to be more respectful, to treat people more respectfully, and I went in and canceled my goal for anybody to change and asked for help to see the hidden part of my own mind, I immediately flashed on an image, which is one that's come up several times in the process of doing the worksheet, The Three Earliest Memories of Conflict. And in that early memory, I was about 10 years old, and I'd been running with a steel rim like a hula hoop on my waist, and it got hooked on a pier, and it threw me off into the water. And I was, the wind knocked out of me, thought I was going to drown, scared, and everybody else was laughing. So my mom, who's normally this very loving, nurturing person, was laughing. And here I was thinking, how could she be laughing? I'm hurt.
Fine.
So then when, I should say, my thought that was causing the irritation was that this other person in my life was being selfish.
Huh?
So then when I got to the image of the earliest memory of conflict, my mom took me back to the house to get me some clean clothes and dry me up. And so there I was sitting there wet and shaking and confused. Why is my mother laughing? This isn't funny, etc. And my dad came in, and the next-door neighbor, who was a big, bellicose person, said, "Hey, AJ, let me borrow a six-pack." And my mom appeared in the door yelling like I'd never heard her yell at any adult, ever. If we were way out of line as kids, this was the tone she would use. And she was yelling at the neighbor, "No, you go buy your own beer." Well, I'd been raised in a family that said, we always share, we're very generous. So I'm in this cold, confused, shaking, pain in my side. My mother had laughed at me when I was hurt. This was confusing. And now an alien has possessed my mother, and she's screaming at another adult, which I'd never seen before.
Right.
And this is the image that came up.
It's quite a juxtaposition of energies. Phew.
So here I am, a licensed clinical psychologist, 58 years old, in a professional setting yesterday afternoon, and something happened that triggered me And when I got triggered, I just kept saying the same thing. And by the time I'd said it the third time, the other person got triggered. She probably got triggered after the first time because she didn't really like my position on this.
Right.
And she said, okay, I got it after the first time. And I was just, I was kind of numb and in shock yesterday afternoon. And so I stood up and I walked away from the situation thinking, I better do a worksheet on this or five. And to have it throw me back to the earliest memory of conflict, which of course you don't know this, but it's probably come up four or five times in the different times I've done that worksheet, and I've also, or yeah, and that particular exercise in that worksheet, and I've done other worksheets right. about it. But this particular one was that my mother was being selfish. She wasn't going to share the beer with this other person. Now, of course, from an adult perspective, I could understand, you know, here's a guy who probably already had a history of borrowing things and not returning them. And but from my 10-year-old, shaking, disturbed, confused position, I just went into confusion and disappointment, which is another worksheet I need to do on this that came up, the Hydra effect from this. And I was disappointed in my mother because she wasn't living up to what they were teaching us all the time, which is always be kind and share. And so I thought it was a wonderful juxtaposition of the reality management worksheet tapping into something that I've worked with before but haven't completely cleared from the three earliest memories of conflict worksheet.
It might be worth looking at an even broader perspective of how has being disappointed in the women in your life impacted your relationships, and that might broaden a whole other, you know, perhaps women who haven't lived up to what they said they, you know, were going to do or how they were going to behave or what have you. That might be an even more impacting, because that's a pretty powerful power person dynamic for sure.
Okay, making a note.
Are you breathing as you make that note, sir?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I ended up with three worksheets to do last night, and now I'll just expand that to disappointment by women in my relationships. And I'll do several different tools on that and see where we go. Anyway, it was a very nice group last night and a very productive worksheet, and it just helped me. I had rolling thoughts of revelations and releases throughout the evening from that one worksheet, so I just thought I would share that.
Well, very powerful. Thanks for doing that. And you're appreciated, and we look forward to getting to see you. It's just a couple of weeks away now. We're going to be up there in Woodstock. So we're on the road Sunday. Actually, we're going to probably make a stop in High Springs for a day or two and then be hightailing it up to St. Louis. And then once we complete St. Louis, we may actually, the week before we see you in Woodstock, we may do something up in Wisconsin. There's a fellow up there that I'm talking with that was just, I guess, an hour or two away. And so we may go up and do something up there. I'm not sure yet. We're looking at how all that's going to fall in place.
Okay. Did you get a note from Reverend Tom about accommodations?
Yes, actually, we were talking to, I was talking to Jeannie about that this morning, and he's on my list to call after the show today or to email back and communicate about that.
Yeah, there are some other options, too. That's just one that he became aware of, and that one happens to be right in Woodstock. We've had another offer to stay at a nice house that's about 30 minutes away, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll probably go close in one just to be right there close to the workshops.
Okay. Yeah, and it may not be the only offers we end up with. I just keeping the options open. All right.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Glad to be on the team.
Hey, we're so delighted that you are. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is area code 352. You're on the air.
Yes, Michael, can you hear me?
Hey, we can hear you loud and clear, young lady. You're actually on my list to call, so I don't have to call you now. If you want to be here at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, we're going to breathe, so you can come play with us.
Okay, something came up, and I have to go out of town tomorrow, but I so appreciate your invitation, and I'm sorry I won't be able to make that. But I did have a question today when you were talking about dissociated I remember in the past, I think I saw in one of the DVDs you used to have on the board, deny, suppress, project, and you changed
right.
it to deny, dissociate, project, and I wanted to know why.
Because it was just, you know, one of those pieces of teaching that I was given, you know, for 25, 30 years, it's been deny, suppress. And then about 3 years ago in meditation, I was told that this is not suppression, this is dissociation, and was shown the whole meaning of dissociation. So if you think about it as deny, suppress, it's kind of like, well, I denied this and suppressed it, some, you know, so what, so I just bring it forward. But when you recognize it's actually dissociated, that, you know, the suppressed part of your mind, well, I just need to, you know, let that come forward. But when you realize that it's actually a whole dissociation, and that dissociated mind doesn't come forward so easily, that it is impervious to change, it is impervious to new choices, it is impervious to change until it's cracked open and we take it out of that dissociated state, it, to me, just adds a whole refinement to the understanding and the motivation to say, okay, you know, if I've got it suppressed, well, so I'm motivated to bring it out of depression. But when I realize that it's not mine to change, as long as I keep in that dissociated state, to me, it just adds a whole other level of clarity and power to the whole understanding of the process that Yeshua was teaching 2,000 years ago.
Okay, well, that clarifies it for me. Thank you. I also had another question. Have you ever heard of the statement, relative weight of importance and duration? Relative weight of importance and duration.
Yes.
I don't know where it came from, and I was just curious if you had ever heard that.
Well, it, you know, for me, where it would be applicable would be most important, and that is, what would be the most important relative thing you could involve in? What should you give relative weight and importance to? And that is cleaning up your own dissociated mind, that each of us takes that as a number one. And I believe that you'll probably find that term in the world of physics.
Yeah, I figured that's where it came from. I just, it was very useful when I heard it because I did see your worksheet basically as a way of doing that, where you put the weight and the importance on being love. And,
yes.
You know, there's more about that on the worksheet than anything. And so it was relative to me, and I was just kind of curious about that. I see your tools as psychotherapy we do on ourselves. Is that correct in your mind also?
Well, it is the spiritual psychotherapy of Yeshua, yes. And it's not just, you know, the tendency is there to be psychotherapy being about the mind, but really the original meaning of the word is soul. It's really soul therapy. It's really about healing the being that we are. And it's exactly the psychotherapy that Yeshua taught.
Soul therapy. I like that too. That's great. Well, thank you for clearing that up and letting me share that with you. Also, for the invite, I really appreciate it. And if something changes by tomorrow, but I do, something came up. So I apologize for that. And thank you for the invite. And I hope everything is going wonderful and you continue to have a great week, okay?
All right. Blessings. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. So, Jeannie. What do we have
another caller?
Okay.
Area code 765. You're on the air.
765, you're on the air. Give us a name. Where are you calling from?
This is Sunny from Indiana.
Hey there, young lady. How are you being today?
Much better. Thank you for
yesterday. That was a nice piece of work you did yesterday.
Wowee. I feel like a big girl now. I've invited a very, my lifelong, like a mom to me, from Michigan, and I'm praying she's on the line. And you'll get to meet her at some point. I'd like to clarify some things that have come up. The workshop in Lansing, is this a love offering workshop coming up in May?
We'll start on Sunday afternoon. We'll do the Sunday service. And Sunday afternoon, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night are all free open workshops.
Okay.
Saturday, we'll do the one workshop that when we travel, we charge a fee for, and that will be Mind Shifters and Still Point Breathing on Saturday. So that's a fee-based workshop. Otherwise, the whole week is free. Yes.
Okay, so she'll need to know that, and hopefully she's listening. And then
flyer is on the website. You can just go to the website, download the PDF of it, and send it to her, or a link to it, either way.
All right, and for time's sake, for visually impaired folks, she's a little older and experiencing some of that. For her independence, are the videos and audios the only option, or is there audio on the website if she has technology available to her?
There are some audios on the website, but all of the workshops are not available on the website. There are audio CDs that we have available of 5 different workshops, and then there are 16 different DVDs.
Okay. All right. So I called Reverend Jane after the show yesterday, and we were talking about the story concept. And familiarity, familiar mind, and I'm not one of those with the vocabulary. So
I'm going to invite you to give up that proclamation about yourself, because I often hear you saying, kind of as a defense against what you do say, well, you know, I don't know the vocabulary. You've been around this plenty long enough. You're as into it as anybody is. So I'll invite you to just let go of that thought.
Okay. What occurred to me in part of my personal process comes back to where we mentioned I witnessed with my daughter the propitiation concept.
Mm-hmm.
And in talking with my friend Peggy in Michigan, do we also not propitiate not just with our health and doing this breakdown, but we break down like even our financial ability to care for ourselves? And every you've got to hit bottom before you bounce kind of thing.
Well, I don't believe that.
Okay.
Although a lot of people don't start to come back up until they've hit the bottom and they give up. But I see pain as having this really wonderful purpose. And its wonderful purpose is that it makes our ears grow. So at any time in the process, we don't have to go to the bottom. At any time in the process where I start to say, I think I need to do some work, then we sincerely start looking inside of ourselves and do some work, then we can change the direction that we're going. And that word propitiation, you know, it's best defined by a very short poem by a fellow named T.S. Eliot. It says, 'tis the highest treason to do the right thing for the wrong reason. So I'm not sure what you would mean by doing it in our financial world, but basically when we do any behavior, you know, like I'm the good little boy or I'm the good little girl, if I do that, not because it comes from inside of me to do that naturally, because if it comes from inside of me, let's say, for instance, let's take generosity. If it comes from inside of me naturally to be generous, then I'm living as a human being. I'm living in being, and a human being is naturally generous. A non-being, an hostility, fear-based mind tends to be selfish. And so if I'm in my selfishness, and at 3, mother slaps my fingers and says, share your toys, and at 5, father beats my butt and says, share your football, and at 7, you know, then here I go the rest of my life sharing, not because I'm living as a human being and it's coming from me to share, to be abundant and generous and naturally creative. I'm sharing because I was beaten into believing that you have to share in order to be approved of and loved. And so that's propitiation. And so by sharing, every time I do, if I'm in that state, I'm resonating my disease, and that will tend to impact my relationships, my finances, my physical, my mental, my emotional health, my business dealings. It will impact everything. And that's why we're so, straight up with the number one tool, the core tool. You know, as Dr. Tim just shared, here he goes back to an experience of a very young boy that is impacting his relationships today. And, you know, if we're in that dissociated state about anything, if there's something that was too painful to look at, too painful to deal with, then that's the thing that governs us from an unconscious level. And that's why we're looking to bring the unconscious to the conscious, to become aware of what's there. And once you're aware of what's there, simply by bringing it forward as the worksheet does in the presence of love, its impact over our lives simply just boom, 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 begins to dissolve. And that's why, you know, as opposed to when, you know, somebody gets into telling their story, you know, of course I need to know a certain amount of what's going on in somebody's life to support them. But I don't need to know that he said, she said, they said, when did, he did, they did, I did, he did, she did, da, da, da. It's like, I don't need to know any of that. What's the bottom line? Oh, I was feeling hurt. Ah, so now we know that when somebody looks cross-eyed at you, there's a file in there on hurt. So what are we going to do? You want to work on forgiving that hurt rather than when somebody looks cross-eyed at you, they're trying to force you into a behavior, and out of propitiation, you do that behavior and enhance your disease process. So that's why, you know, with anybody on the show, I keep short-circuiting them out of their story. Once I've got the bottom line of it, I don't need any more. And now let's start delving in. Here's what I want to guide you into, is to those deepest parts of yourself where those hurtful realities are, those conclusions made out of the misperception of a mind that didn't understand, and the healing of those things by the exposure of love. That's really the whole bottom line of it all.
Okay, so then propitiation is much like...
The word is actually propitiation.
Okay, is much like performance behavior then, almost
yeah,
one in the
yeah,
same?
That would be, I think that would be a good way to say it, performance behavior. I'm doing this in order to, you know, here I am on the stand, I'm doing it not because it comes naturally from inside of me, but because I'm on the stage and I'm supposed to. I've got to do this, the right thing for the wrong reason.
Okay.
I've got to look good, I'll get loved, I'll get approved, I'll get patted, you know, whatever it is.
Okay, so then without my story.
Now let's see if you can do that.
Well, finances, I want to honor this totality of where I'm at right now. And it's doing my work, and it's been such a huge blessing. Okay, it's like being really the Native American, you know, where they put you in a pit and you get to just deal with yourself. And if a spider comes in the hole to join you, you deal with it because there's no one around you. However, where I'm at is that I'm in a pit and I'm loving this solace and space that I've created for myself here throughout all of it, so I can process and do my worksheets and enjoy it all and deal with myself. It's kind of like there's a rock band playing out there, things that want to distract me, and it's that where genius works for me.
Hold on. I'd invite you to look at nothing out there wants to distract you, but you may want to distract yourself with anything and everything.
I just have bills.
When I say it wants to distract me, I'm in denial language. I'm distracted and something out there is the cause. That's denial. That denial leads to dissociation, and now I can't change the part of my mind that's distracted, and I'm distracted at every turn. When I come out of my denial, I have the opportunity to, oh, I like to distract myself with things. I think I'll let go of that and change it.
Okay. So how do and I like went with the anxiety thing, the survival thing yesterday, working on that. And our idea, or however we manifest, the ability to care for ourselves financially and not let that be in the world a distraction.
Well, I'm going to set myself into place. You know, the natural state of the human being is abundance. In fact, in the ancient scriptures where we're told we fell from grace, those original words in Aramaic can be translated as to mean that we forgot how to live in abundance. It's natural for the human being to live there. If you listen to Yeshua, he says, I come to bring you life and bring it more abundantly. It's our natural state. But if I hold a reality in my mind from a three-year-old's experience that I don't deserve abundance, you know, if over an experience when I was 3 years old, mom turned to me and said, and you know, you should have been able to do that. You know, why didn't you put those blocks in like those other kids? I'm embarrassed. You know, you're not very smart. You'll never amount to anything. Mom was embarrassed because all the mothers got together and, you know, I was the child that showed up the dunce. Of course, my genius may have been 10 times that of everybody else in the room, but my genius wasn't putting these blocks together. It was something different. But mom, not knowing that, implants a thought. And I, looking at mom as a god, accept that thought, don't know any better, and so live the rest of my life out of that particular thought. And, of course, once I've got a thought like that, life is make-believe. First I make it up, then I believe it, and then I go out and prove evidence produce evidence to prove that it's true. So the forgiveness process would be about being able to go back directly to and delete that thought so that I can go back to my natural creative state, which is abundance. Now, Yeshua talks about abundance. He says, look at the lilies in the field. You know, they don't work a day. They don't spin. They don't toil. And not even Solomon was dressed as these lilies are with all his wealth. So as I strip away and forgive all that says I'm not deserving, I'm not worthy, I can't have, and I may have to forgive 77 times, 70 times around some of those issues, then what I'll find is I'm naturally empowered to create abundance.
Now, I have your prosperity DVD, and it's getting it through those levels of, like, day late, dollar short type thing. Where would I go from there? Because story...
All of the above. That would be to the work. Then I'd go to the worksheet. So if I see that I live in day late, dollar short, then I'd start the worksheet and look at, you know, is this in regard to the electric bill? Then the worksheet might be on the electric bill. Is this in regard to myself? Then the worksheet might be on myself. Is this in regard to, gee, my daughter just had this big emotional appeal. She needed money to go and do this, and I just didn't quite have enough. Then it might be on my daughter asking. So wherever the arena is that my mind projects, that day late, dollar short thinking, is the place where I'd start my worksheet, and with the idea of being able to crack the down and crack open the associated mind, get down into it and clean out its aberrant content.
Okay. I didn't quite, I know I heard it, but I didn't hear it.
You well, what you might want to do is just go back. If it's building some new brain cells, you might just go back and listen to the show a couple of times, and then it clicks and starts to move. So that would be one option, is doing worksheets on it. The other might be, you know, I'm feeling really unworthy at this point. I realize that's why I'm in this day late, dollar short. So I might take the commitment to myself and stand in front of the mirror and just really, I promise to trust myself enough to be willing to listen to, speak, and hear the truth, and treat myself lovingly, gently, and with respect. So I might go through the whole commitment. I might look at the codependence worksheet and see that some of my advice to somebody else about getting their money life is in order is appropriate for me to listen to. You know, there are a whole series of tools, and the idea of each of the tools is whatever the situation, you apply that tool to that situation. And because the bottom line of all of it is our creative process as human beings, use the tools and you begin to clean up your creative process.
Right. And it's, if I let the little movie roll in my head, is affording the tools. So, yeah, I'm getting closer.
Cool. You got our support and our blessing. Thank you for the call.
Love you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Blessings. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. We're so blessed to get to play with everybody that calls in. Even if you're just listening, if you don't ever push that button one, but you might want to push the button and share with us what your questions are and what your thoughts are, because everybody's question is everybody's question, and you give the gift. If you've developed an ability to ask a particular question, you don't know how many people you're going to bless by asking that question as the answer comes forward. So, and we're here to empower each person being the source of the answers that they need, because, you know, the answers, there's one power in the universe that flows through all of us. If we limit it, like we were just talking about with Sunny, if we limit it to, well, you know, I don't deserve, then I'm going to set life up so I don't deserve. But when the right frequency, the right energetic pattern of a question shows up, if I can get my mind to be still. I think it was Emerson that said, get your bloated nothingness out of the way, and that's your story. Get your story out of the way. When I can just shut that thing up, all of a sudden, there's a power in me that will give me this awesome guidance. And what we want to do is support and empower and awaken that awesome guidance system in you so that you are an originator of this work in the circles you run in until we get this to critical mass. And it's available to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. So, Gigi, do we have any callers? Or any questions, thoughts happening in the chat room to be aware of?
Yes, we do have another caller, and it is area code 517. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Rex calling.
Hey, Rex. It's good to hear your voice.
It's wonderful to hear your voice as well and to listen to everyone on the program. I missed the program yesterday, so I listened to some of it today, and I called in today and pretty much about 8 minutes or 10 minutes in, or maybe even a quarter after, but I missed some of what Justin said. But I'm just so excited about, you know, all of the people doing the work, including myself. We're all really doing our work. I mean, Sunny, great job on listening and being willing to set your story aside and just be able to take action on it, you know, just and the tone of Sunny's voice today and her interaction with you, Michael, just seems so different. So, Sunny, I acknowledge you, and Michael, you too, for you being so patient with all of us, you know, when we're working through our material and our stuff.
Rex, I've never had to be patient with you, have I, Rex?
Well, I was actually working with a client yesterday and was sharing some of the, you know, we were talking a little bit about that. I gave him a little bit more information. It was kind of funny. I realized back then that I thought this was back, I think it was over the harmonic convergence, whenever the dates on that were. But we were at that 30-day intensive, and it was pretty amazing. But I really thought I was relatively conscious. And I really chuckle at myself now because it's so humorous. And I think it's relative. My experience is it's relative, because for my moment, what I came from before then, I was really conscious. But it
depends
was
how conscious your relatives are, right?
Yeah, and if, yeah, and there might have been a story about that one too. So, yes.
Yes.
So the patience is always good, and it's helpful, and it's a great model. And I also choose to acknowledge Dr. Tim for his courage in bringing forth, as a professional in a field that is scrutinized, for him to be willing to just present himself so honestly and courageously. And that goes for Sunny, and it goes for Justin, it goes for all of us on the program that really bring forth and share our healing process. But Dr. Tim, I've been, you know, he's been very diligent with, you know, sending me texts almost daily, even now, ever since my son made his transition on the 27th of January. And I've just felt an increased connection with everyone, but I've noticed that that texting seems to, just that little bit of a note, you know, sending prayers and love, it's just really appreciated, Dr. Tim. And I've noticed that you've had, apparently, my perception is you've upgraded so much your vitality that you've really been hammering this voice thing and the throat thing and the lungs. And then I heard you speak out today in truth. And it just seems to be totally pertinent to the healing process you're going through, and to bring it out and courageously just say, well, this is what I got, and, you know, here I am. I've been conscious of what my experience of you is. You've been conscious to whatever degree throughout your life. And then in this process of being a clinical psychologist and a professional, and you work with people every day, and then you tap into a deeper level that looks similar or maybe even looks the same as what you'd already done. And that was one of the reasons I really wanted to bring this out, because it's a very important piece, because it's one of the things that the evidential mind, I found, does when we tap into a piece that looks the same. And we'll go, the evidential mind will go through avoidance. Oh, I've already done that. It's kind of like, I've already done the why workshop. I don't need to do any more, you know. And so Dr. Tim, you just expressed the value and the importance of going into that pattern and seeing that there's depths to it that you hadn't revealed to yourself yet. And then you commenting on the dissociated state versus the suppression was just added more clarity to the very experience I think Dr. Tim was sharing. So those are just some of the thoughts I had, and I'm greatly appreciating the ability to connect with everyone and hear us all go through so much transformation and growth. It's exciting.
It's pretty awesome, and together we are.
Absolutely.
The world is shifting and changing. Working with the group, the deepening that's happening in this codependence intensive is just amazing. And the kind of breakthroughs that are happening, it's like there is clearly an acceleration occurring.
Very much so, Michael. And my experience on my own personal healing process has been that. And I also have been very aware inside, feeling connected to the group and what we're doing as a group, as a whole, all over the planet, but especially your intensive that you're doing. And just the experience is that we truly join together. And so when there are a set number of people, 19 people or how many you have now, there doing the intensive work, each of us that choose to just be aware are doing it with. It's not they're doing it and they're getting the insight or having the healing. We're doing it together. And it's so valuable and important. And this is the radio program does that. And it also helps teach us to stay connected consciously. And I speak for myself. Teaches me,
right?
They kind of
well, it's kind of cool because our 21st participant is a 7-week-old baby.
Ah,
fantastic. Really cool to have the energy of that little one in the space, and I kind of over time forget the little noises that they make, you know, when they're in the bottle or what have you, and it's just so cool. It's just so cool to have this this newborn here. And, you know, as I'm listening to you, Rex, and really ruminating on the intensive, and I think both you and Dr. Tim and anybody else who's been doing intensive will appreciate it, is that we're seeing things come up for people that in the past we probably would have stopped the intensive and gone right into still point. And and what we're seeing is issues that are like major, major issues for people coming up, and the individuals in the space are just together, are just handling, are just moving the energy. And where, you know, 10 years ago in an intensive, we'd have stopped several times to process that with something more like the breath, it's been the energy's just cracked and moved, cracked and moved, cracked and moved. It's just been amazing. So it's a pretty cool process, and definitely a new level of things happening. And we are down to just the last few seconds, so I'm probably just going to have to close out the show and say that we hope we'll see you in Chicago or Lansing or St. Louis, or if we get up into Wisconsin, if we're doing something there, keep an eye on the website, or come to Heartland this summer, and we'll look forward to being blessed by your presence. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. Bring a stranger to the show tomorrow. Not somebody necessarily as strange as you are, but somebody who hasn't been with us. And we'll look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.